Leisure, the basis of culture, is this great, really little book written by the Thomistic philosopher Joseph Pieper. And he wrote it in Germany in 1947 and 48, immediately following the end of the war, in which there was much work to be done in rebuilding the country. But he was writing it to draw attention that what had built Germany in the first place and its culture was leisure. Leisure, the basis of culture. Begs the question, what is leisure? What's leisure in your life? Is it just taking a break from my work? You know, you work the whole week and maybe you get the weekend off, and this is you being able to escape from work for a while, either to veg out in one way or the other or just catch up on things at home. What is leisure? We live in our culture in a total work culture in which we're always doing. We always have to be doing something. Whether we're working or even when we're at home on the weekend or a day off, I got to be doing something, doing something, doing something. A total work culture in which I'm never able to just be. Always doing, never being. Leisure, though, isn't just the absence of work. It has to do with something higher than that. Leisure has to do with my spiritual soul. Leisure is my spirit being renewed and refreshed, able to enter into true rest. Contemplation is at the heart of leisure. Contemplating life, reality, God. That because we have a spiritual soul, we're higher than the animals. We're not just mere animals. We've been lifted up to something higher. We have a spiritual soul. And because of this, we're able to think and to contemplate these things, the bigger questions of life, of reality, creation, of God, and enter into conversation on them. But humans are also unique in which humans have this unique ability to be bored. Human boredom. But human boredom actually comes from this total work culture, Pieper says. In which if I'm not doing something, if I don't have something to do, I'm bored. What am I going to do? As if our whole existence is just doing, 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 doing. If I don't have that, what do I have? I'm nothing. I'm bored. In a total work culture, that's where boredom is possible. And very present. G.K. Chesterton said, he said, though, that there are no uninteresting things, there's only uninterested people, which is so true. Pieper makes the point that the purpose of my work, the whole goal of my work, is leisure. It's to rest. God created in the 6 days, and what does he do on the seventh day? He rests. He soaks it in and observes how good this creation is that he has just created, and he rests in that. He contemplates it. That leisure is both the Alpha and the Omega. God at the end of creation, he rests. At the very end, what do we pray for someone who has died? Eternal rest. Grant unto them, O Lord. Heaven is eternal leisure. at the highest form of leisure, Pieper says, and he talks about the different forms of it. In knowledge, in life, family, culture, the highest form of leisure is the worship of God. This is why the Sabbath day is so essential in a culture, and that it was only the Sabbath day and having Sunday as a day of rest in God that Western civilization was able to be built in the first place. It wasn't just, oh, we worked really, really hard in those 6 days. The Egyptians and all the rest of these other cultures, they worked every single day of the week. But Western civilization, built on Christianity, has the seventh day, which is a day of rest. And this was the backbone of what built Western civilization. Because this leisure and this resting is what allows me to receive. And if I have something that I'm receiving, this then gives me, it allows me to have something then to give. This gives the creativity of God within the human person, that I'm entering into something godly in contemplating the things of your life, of the world, of being able to sit on a beautiful summer afternoon with just the breeze flowing through the trees, and I'm not like, oh, I need to be listening to something, I need to be reading something. No, just to be able to sit there. Go out on the road and go for a long walk. Don't bring your iPod, don't bring anything. That we're able to enter into something of the mind of God, the Spirit of God, through leisure. And because of this, this is what raised the human up to be able to do things that animals can't do. Animals can build really cool stuff, right? A beaver can build a really cool dam. That's neat. Gophers are able to build these little tunnel systems. That's really cool. But they can't build a cathedral. They can't write an epic novel. That's accessing something godly within us. Animals don't worship God. They're not able to enter into his life as we are. It's because we're not merely animals who are just mere creatures of the flesh. Rather, we've been raised to something higher in the Spirit. This becomes St. Paul's whole thing, especially in the book of Romans, that we've been transformed into something higher. We had fallen, sin, we had fallen, the fall, but Jesus Christ, in him, we've been raised to something higher. And this is the backbone of his moral teaching. It's not just a list of do this, do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. That's not at the heart of it. But instead for St. Paul, it's him pleading with the Romans and the Corinthians and all these different Christian communities, reminding them, you have been transformed into something higher. That sinning is wrong because it's you living a lie. It's not who you are. That we're not created to be these mere like dung beetles flying around, buzzing into little feces, but instead it's much more closer to being raised up now to eagles who are able to soar in the heavens. You ever seen an eagle where it's up in the wind and it just rides the wind and it's able to soar? And we're even something higher than that. Being able to enter into contemplation, be able to look at all of reality and creation and to see it, to begin to see with the vision of God. St. Paul says that we've been transformed from merely in the flesh to now something higher, to being animals that have a spiritual soul, so that both our spirit and our body will be raised. We've been transformed to death, from death to life. And so it's not just, you're not merely an animal in which you're not a slave to your fleshly desires. It's more than this. It's also, you're not merely an animal and you're not a slave to work, 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 work. You're not a worker bee. You're not, it's busy ants going and doing your little task continually, just ants going from here to there. You're not dung beetles just rolling crap all day. You're not meant to be work like a dog, even on Sunday, because I got to get things done, and I can't be not doing something. You were created for something higher than that. You were created and you were given this gift of being able to enter into this life of God in which there's something higher. So you work, 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 work. For what? For what purpose? There is a purpose to it. Jesus worked. He was a carpenter. But it has a purpose. It's for leisure. It's to be able to enter into this rest, this deeper contemplation, to be able to enter into worship. Because if we are not able to do that and to break from this total work culture and mentality, well, how could prayer or worship be seen as anything but useless? Or if it has a meaning, it's just the utility of it, right? Instead of prayer being something in which there's the work in prayer, right? There's the work of the liturgy, but all of it has a goal, it has a purpose. That my prayer is not just I pray the rosary or I read from the Bible. That's meant to lead you somewhere. It's meant to lead you to being able to rest in Jesus. That's what it's meant to bring you to. That's what the liturgy in everything we do is meant to bring us to the place of resting in Christ, being able to respond to the invitation he gives us and the pleading that he speaks into our heart. This first step of leisure, responding to his call, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest.